Chief Organization.
Hello, Chair, representatives, and other distinguished representatives. Thank you for the opportunity to speak, as I did not have the opportunity to speak yesterday on Agenda Item 5. My name is Trachelle Bunn, and I am a Dakota woman from Burtell Sioux Dakota Nation. I also have the honor of being the youth chief for the Southern Chiefs organization, representing youth across 34 First Nations in Southern Manitoba, Canada. In Canada, and acutely in the province of Manitoba, violence against Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit persons, including disappearances and murders, is taking place at much higher rates than experienced by our non-Indigenous counterparts. As noted in the Special Rapporteur's Report on Canada in 2023, at least 4,000 women and girls have been missing or gone murdered in recent decades. This violence continues despite Canada's commitment to implement the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples through federal legislation such as the 2021 UN Declaration Act and the completion of the 2019 National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls. In fact, it has been 5 years since the release of the National Inquiry's final report, Reclaiming Power in Place. To date, only two of the report's 231 calls for justice have been implemented. In the face of this inaction, violence against Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit persons continues to increase. This perpetual genocide is tragically evident in Manitoba, Canada. In 2022, four Indigenous women, Rebecca Quantois, Morgan Harris, Mercedes Myron, and an unidentified woman given the name Buffalo Woman, were murdered by a serial killer. The bodies of these women, our sisters, are believed to have been discarded in a landfill. Since 2022, the families of these women, along with Indigenous organizations and MMIWG 2S Plus advocates, have tirelessly sought justice and called for a search of the landfill to bring our loved ones home. After more than a year of advocacy, the province of Manitoba, as of June 2024, is in the first stage of a five-stage process to search the landfill for our women, our sisters. We urge the Special Rapporteur and the UN to call upon Canada to immediately implement and equitably fund the remaining 231 calls for justice from the 2019 National Inquiry's final report. We support the recommendations offered in the Special Rapporteur's report on Canada from 2023, which calls on Canada to develop a joint action plan to advance implementation of the National Inquiry's 231 calls to justice, along with a comprehensive and coordinated national violence prevention strategy for Indigenous women and girls, and hold an inquiry into missing and murdered Indigenous boys and men. We call on you with your support to implement the recommendation of the Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination to establish an independent review mechanism for unsolved cases of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, and where there's evidence of bias or error in the investigation, including through the creation and funding of a national investigative task force to review or reopen unsolved investigations. Additionally, to provide core sustainable funding for Indigenous women's centers, shelters, transitional housing, treatment facilities, and other safe spaces, including culturally relevant comprehensive healthcare support. Padamia, and thank you for the opportunity to speak.